Wire.
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
And now, a star is born. On January 15th, 1988, the world welcomed little baby Skrillex. When the dubstep EDM DJ was born, there was only one way to celebrate. Well, that cleared out the room quickly. Skrillex, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5 o'clock and now at a reduced volume, here is Fox.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. More than 25,000 National Guard members will be deployed to the nation's capital for next week's inauguration as officials warn of plans in Washington and around the country to disrupt the transition of power.
We cannot allow a recurrence of the chaos and illegal activity that the United States and the world witnessed last week.
Matt Miller is with the Secret Service, which is leading coordination of security for President-elect Joe Biden's inaugural ceremonies. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a new report shows the new, more contagious coronavirus variant, first seen in Europe and now spreading in the U.S., could become the dominant form of the virus in the country in a matter of months,
prompting more use of mitigation. Vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna say their products will provide immunity against the variant.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Not as much. God forbid you should embrace your freedom. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a little cleanup here as we get to the end of the week. Here is a bill. This is actually being put forth to the New York legislature. I could read it, but it's a bill, so it's you know, like 1,000 pages long, that would give Governor Cuomo the power to remove anybody deemed a risk to society because of their health. In other words, they could take this person and put them somewhere. So it starts with, well, you're a health threat.
Ooh.
But how big of a leap is it from that to we don't like your politics?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Papers.
Or you're a Jew or whatever. This is 30s Germany. We're watching history repeat itself in real time. And as one of our callers mentioned earlier, are we going to stand for this? At what point? What are they going? When are they going to push the envelope too far?
Too far.
And you know that's going to happen. Website hiring a professional binge watcher to watch Netflix and eat pizza. No, I'll pass on that gig. I got a better one right now. For now, I have referenced this story previously. Thank you, Mark Cumby, by the way, for sending me that. Earlier this week, we told you about a memo that was put forth or allegedly put forth by Cumulus Media.
Yeah.
Telling their talk host to stop referring at the risk of being terminated to a stolen election. What are they, who in power is telling this big media conglomerate to tell them to stop talking about it? Why do they care? If they know it was legit, what are they afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
And here's where it becomes a joke. The memo from management at Cumulus Media two tacos to stop spreading falsehoods about the presidential election is being roundly ignored by Cumulus and Westwood One hosts. Media Matters for America. Now, there's an unbiased group. They're as left-wing as it gets.
Yeah.
I had a buddy.
And wait a minute. And then they're because the memo had a zero-tolerance policy. So the left-wingers at Media One are now monitoring Cumulus hosts to see who's breaking it because they want him fired. this also includes Mark Levin, and I told you, yeah. I said,
he's not gonna
that's
do
the
it.
Guy to watch. He's not going to go. And he says, I never even got the memo. Example offered by Media Matters include Westwood One's Dan Bongino. Yeah, he's gonna buckle, right?
Right. Ooh, man, you know how he's got to be mad about Parler.
And there's a comment here that says it all from somebody inside the radio business. Media Matters is not a watchdog group. They are a far-left group, and using them as a legitimate source is laughable. This is neither a news story. It is a witch hunt. And that is spot on. So that's the latest on that. I did listen to a little of Levin, and it didn't sound to me like he was on the air avoiding any issue.
Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine,
that's scary stuff, though, that they put a memo out like that. Have they forgotten what country they're licensed to broadcast in?
How could you do that and expect not to have any pushback?
You know, maybe they're not thinking it through, what's under assault here. And no company. Instead, whoever bullied them, and I'm assuming it was somebody in the incoming Biden administration, mm-hmm. whoever bullied them, Cumulus should have ordered all of their hosts to say, we are being told to violate our constitutional yeah. rights by ignoring what appears to be legitimate concerns about voter fraud in the previous election. We urge you to contact your congresspeople and let them know that this is not acceptable in the United States of America. That's what they should have done instead of getting bullied and then sending notes out to hosts to say, don't talk about this. And part of what makes this all so sickening, we know so many great veterans here in our area who went and fought in wars at the behest of our government mm-hmm. to put an end to this very ideology, to liberate people from the tyranny of communism, and now it's walking through the front door of the White House and the Capitol building. Gulf States Mobility, these are people that paid and left a part of themselves in another part of the world who are still suffering from the effects of these wars. And these are the folks that Gulf States Mobility helps, in addition to those who, like our own and very beloved Dr. Sam, trying to make a turn, has somebody in a 35-mile-an-hour zone going more than double that speed.
Good Lord.
And he came within an inch of losing his life right down the street from mm-hmm. our building. Thank God he survived. But those kinds of moments do happen. And when they do, and there's a long-term recovery in progress, Gulf States Mobility is the company that facilitates that and restores choices to people. And everything they create is custom-made right there in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. They do an amazing job. And all I ask, I hope you never need to call them at 514-6590. By the way, they also, one of the greatest uses of digital technology ever, allowing people to drive cars again, mm-hmm. who were told by a doctor you'll never be able to drive again because an important part of the recovery process is self-enablement, you know, and not to feel dependent. That is a incredible psychological drag on someone's recovery. So those are the kinds of things they accomplish, and they deserve praise for it. They serve customers all over the southeastern United States, by the way, because they're so good at what they do. Please look them up on Facebook and like them. Not Lakebook, Facebook. Mm-hmm. And like them, Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. We have your local news at 509. Request at 272-9228.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hutt. Troy University campus police say a man was found dead on campus Friday morning. Authorities say he was a student at the university. They have not released the student's name or cause of death until the family is notified and an autopsy is done. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery in Montgomery at 2 o'clock. Alabama will play a role in security efforts for Joe Biden's inauguration next week. 250 of the state's National Guard members will assist the more than 20,000 National Guard troops who will help protect Washington, D.C. from reported threats posed by extremists. The Secret Service is closing the National Mall for the inauguration, effectively shutting hundreds of thousands of people out of the event. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another January chill is settling in for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Colder again. Another freeze. Overnight low temperature down to about 32. Tomorrow will be a very chilly day for January. High temperature only in the 40s, even with sunshine. So I've got us at 47 for a high tomorrow. Upper 20s on Saturday night. Only in the low 50s Sunday. Still storm-free and mostly sunny. Then a little bit warmer, at least moving in the right direction as we get into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's all Request Friday on Happy Hour 272928. Who was it that called for this?
Billy.
We got to blame it on somebody. No, it's actually it's a little edgy. It's fun with the fruitcake lady.
Beatrice, yes. I'm from Wisconsin. I just turned 18, and I'll be voting for my first time in November. I was wondering if you had any advice. How do I vote?
How do you vote? Oh, my God, woman, you mean you're asking somebody in Florida how to vote? Great day in the morning.
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey. My husband's always complaining about working so hard. How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm from Colorado. My boyfriend always has his hands down his pants while we're watching TV. How do I get him to stop?
Well, what does he think? He's going to run away or something? He's got to hold on to it? I don't know. There's something wrong with him. Nobody's going to up and steal it from him.
I'm Matt from Fullerton, California, and my question is, how many gingerbread men can I fit in my mouth at once?
Now, you know, if that is not the guy, you know something? You really make me mad when you come with me a question like that. You put, I don't care, stuff 10 up your ass as far as I'm concerned.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Miller. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. When a man has a lot of sex partners, he's called a stud. But what do you call a woman with a lot of partners?
She's a whore.
Hey, my name is Leanne. I'm from Old
Atlanta, Georgia. I hate the black spot in Jay's hair. I think you should dye it. What do you think?
The only way Jay Leno looks good is the way he is now. Because Jay Leno is not good looking. Well, he doesn't have a good body. He has no butt at all. He has no butt. He's flat as a flitter.
My name is Lindsay Falco, and I'm from Portobello, California. And I would like to know what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage.
The advice I would give newlyweds is never go to bed mad at each other. That's the most important thing. And another important thing is to always, the woman should always keep herself clean and attractive in every sense of the word. Keep yourself clean. Keep Miss clean all the time. Get a little perfume on you, crawl in that bed, and I guarantee you, Miss will have a time of her
life. Hello, I'm Mary Rooney from Boston. Now that you're on TV and a role model for youngsters, don't you think you should stop using bad language?
Hell no.
I forgot that she was a Leno.
Yeah, that's how long she's been there. Bit.
I thought she was with Johnny. Boy, Carson must be spinning in his grave.
Oh, yeah, he left such a strong legacy, and look what they've done with it.
See, if Johnny had lived, he'd be 96 this year, because I remember the day he died doing his obit. And, of course, I can't expect people like Seth, who didn't experience any of that, to understand the power that that man held.
Hold on now. I didn't experience, but every night before I go to bed on 20.2...
Or 247 on WOW.
Yeah, he's on, man, and I love it. He picks on everybody. He controls the conversation. He's the man. Almost as good as you.
His show is the template that most consultants use for morning radio.
Who is this?
Because if you watch Carson, it didn't matter if Ronald Reagan or some new comic was doing his first stint. When Johnny talked, people listened. Mm-hmm. They spoke when he gave them the opportunity to speak. Somebody has got to be the leader in any kind of talk show environment, whether it's this or The Tonight Show. Johnny was God in that sense. I'm not comparing him to our Lord. Please don't take that as sacrilegious. But the fact that he did The Tonight Show, his last one over 29 years ago now, or it will be 29 years in May, and that his legacy survives him to the extent that it does.
Are there any other talk shows that you know of that they run reruns of? No.
Nobody's going to go back. I mean, Jay Leno did a nice job. Jay was a good host. I don't think Jay would participate in the kind of crap that's got Jimmy Fallon with the lowest ratings in Tonight Show history. That's why I say Johnny would spin in his grave to see a guy who used to routinely get 18, 20 million people a night.
Every night.
To see that audience fall below a million people, he would be shaking. He would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that they did politics. They did one-way politics. Johnny was an equal opportunity.
That's right. He did it to everybody.
He picked on everybody.
And that made it almost an honor, a badge of honor, to get noticed. Although he did make fun of Biden in 1988 over the plagiarism thing.
Yeah.
How could you not?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's why it's amazing. That's, to me, that's a form of thievery. And
yes,
we just,
it is.
And now everybody, 80 million people voted for a thief. Here's Samantha.
Hi, I just was listening earlier, and someone called, or I guess mentioned someone who was looking to impeach Biden as soon as he gets in.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you guys didn't think if that would be really more like shooting ourselves in the foot, since Kamala is pretty much the puppet master anyway. Getting rid of him would make her the president.
It's just symbolic of giving them a dose of what they did by filing impeachment documents before the inauguration, and the oath of office was still echoing around the Capitol.
29 minutes.
Wow.
19.
Oh, yeah, 19.
And you know what? I am so proud of these women who have the...
Yeah.
fortitude to do this.
That the men don't have.
They don't. Can you see Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell doing this? I can't.
No, I can't either.
So, of course, the media will make a big fuss, just like they ignored the storming of the White House last year. But we're all over this Capitol riot caused by Rush Limbaugh or whatever they're blaming it on.
Oh, for sure. But on the same note as the women who have, you know, more guts, I mean, I would really just hate to give the satisfaction to Kamala Harris of being our first woman president.
They're not going to impeach him, Samantha. No. They're not.
I think they'll threaten
it all
day long. No,
but unfortunately, and this, let's review Kamala's history real quick, very quickly.
Yeah.
During the primary, she started out with 15% mm-hmm. of the Democratic vote, not the national vote, Democratic vote. She was so horrible on the campaign trail that within a month or two, she was down to 4 and dropped out. Mm. Biden, how many primaries did Joe Biden win? One. South Carolina, right. The fix was in.
The
they cut their
in.
Deal
That's
with
right.
Bernie to get him out of the way. And then they went back and they picked this woman who was hugely unpopular with their own voters. And
for
she's
sure.
going to be so exposed in higher office. You watch. They're going to kind of keep, like they have. I haven't heard much out of her over the last couple of months. Have you?
Nothing at all.
Oh, no.
Riding quiet, baby.
I didn't even know if she gave up her position yet.
And I think,
she
did. No, did she resign the Senate? Finally.
Oh, she did.
But as long as they can get pee pads up to a microphone and look like he's still functioning, they'll keep her in the background. She's a loose cannon.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear her say something.
No, but they won't cover it. No. I mean, they'll just do it like they did with, that idiot.
But eventually she's going to say something stupid, don't you think?
Well, sure.
How about like tonight probably, but... It won't
All you gotta do
covered.
Is put the mic in front of her. Mm.
Samantha, I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for the call.
Hey, yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for taking me.
Sure. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Now, that call, that's obviously a young and engaged woman who's paying attention.
How do you know she's engaged?
I meant ideologically engaged.
My bad. She's one of the women you were talking about.
And if she's not, there's... a lot of men out there that don't know what they're missing.
Exactly.
Did that make any sense?
Yeah. I'm looking at the one to my left here.
How you doing, Samantha?
Maybe, I think that's probably Jack Lunds. Get to it.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Really no problems anywhere this afternoon other than a heavy volume of traffic. We have no accidents in us to pass along. We do have some very congested places like East Boulevard around I-85, Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor Road. And Highway 231 is very congested rolling into Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit, but heavy traffic. So please be cautious, slow down, and buckle up. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The double mask is healthy for you. Double protection if someone asks you. Might trouble your breathing. Won't get infected with coronavirus or the flu. Double safe.
They were pretty hot. So now that's the next thing. Wear two masks.
Screw you!
I say in a more masculine voice as Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Yes!
Chad joins us.
Chad?
Mrs. Legal Eagle insists that I wear a mask in case my paper bag falls off. she's thinking of switching over to a Glad bag. there'll be no problem after that.
Yeah.
So
it was nice knowing you.
So, hey, listen, I am so excited for next week because finally there's going to be unity in the land.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. What? Are y'all? You think I'm being facetious? There's going to be unity.
We're fixing to have tons of unity.
Yeah.
We will all be told what to think next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there will be unity or else.
You get unity. You get unity. Everybody gets unity.
Everybody gets unity as long as according to AOC, we got to get rid of all these.
Or we have to have the Ministry of Truth.
Yes.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Exactly right. I mean, George Orwell would be proud.
Yeah, you know? Buddy.
Absolutely.
There is no room. There is no room for disagreement because there is no other valid opinion except theirs.
Right.
You have to understand that.
Well, those that don't will soon find out the hard way.
Well, they're already finding out the hard way. You know, I'll tell you this. If I were Donald Trump, and he's going to leave before Inauguration Day, I think he's going to leave the night before, I'd get out of that city, and I would knock the dust off the back of my shoes and said, fine, if you don't want to have freedom, and if you don't want to have prosperity, you got Joe Biden. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know? I really would. I mean, because he had nothing to lose. You know, when Trump came in, I mean, he was already a wealthy private individual, didn't need the headache. He still got a hell of a lot done.
Yep.
No, and I can tell you right now, the bulwark that's going to protect a lot of people is going to be the court system that he set up, the judges that he picked.
Yeah, it's just a shame that so many of the post-election cases went before Obama judges or Supreme Court justices that were terrified into no action.
I tell you, though, it's going to be a long 4 years, you know, the first 6 months being Biden, the rest of it being Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Because there's no way Biden's going to last more than 2 years. I don't think they'll be around, you know. But I'll tell you this right now. If Republicans don't get their shiitake mushrooms together, they're not going to get support from people in the midterm election.
No, they won't.
And that means getting rid of people in leadership who voted to beat Trump, like Lynn Cheney. Right?
All of them. They need to find out real fast.
I mean, as I said yesterday, if you're not loyal, and not even that, first off, he didn't do anything that was impeachable. You know, I don't agree that she had the rallies in there because it just, you know, set people off, right? No problem. But he did not incite a riot.
No, he didn't. That's a media myth.
But more importantly, why would you impeach a guy when he's leaving office in a week?
To make a point, because they're filled with irrational hate, Chad.
Hate.
Yep.
The hate.
That's the only possible answer to that.
It's absolute hate. You know, it's absolute. It's evil.
It's sad. It's very pathetic.
It's evil. And anyway, everybody, gird your loins. Be ready. Remember, next week, Unity Week, guys. Okay.
That's right. Don't forget.
This will be your Unity station right here.
You better get on the train. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Chad.
Bye. Thank you, man.
This is Amanda.
Hey guys, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
We're just hanging out, trying to have a little fun.
Doing good. I've been listening all afternoon, and this is the first chance I've had to call in, so I've got a couple of points.
Okay.
First of all, thank you for the way you handled Amy this afternoon.
Yeah!
I was si- sitting in the bank line, and I about lost my mind. So thank you, Greg, for handling that. Secondly, the reason that they don't want anybody mentioning the stolen election is because they know for a fact that there's 76 million of us out here that know 2 plus 2 does not equal 17.
You know, Amanda, life would be so easy if we could all be like her and live in La La Land and believe what they believe. I wouldn't have I come in here and we do a cooking show every afternoon. Thank you for that.
It's completely insane.
Yes.
Third, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are not the end game. People are not paying attention to what's going on. The end game is Nancy Pelosi.
Yep. And
she is the end game. She is what they are trying to get to.
I agree with you completely.
That is the end game.
She's just the
last
conductor.
Last but not least, can I hear Yoga Pants?
Yes. Sure.
Yoga pants.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm not going to make you wait till the end of the break. I'm going to put it on right now.
All right.
Yoga pants. You guys are fantastic. I hope you have a great night.
You know what, Amanda?
Thanks,
you're pretty,
Amanda.
Keeping it real with us.
You're pretty fantastic yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just made yoga pants way better.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
all right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Right. Thanks,
thank
Amanda.
You.
All right. That's the Tim Hawkins song. We'll play that right into traffic.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
For a minute.
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have no new accidents in us to pass along. Very busy everywhere on the boulevard here in Montgomery. Atlanta Highway from Federal Drive all the way out past Taylor Road. Just a lot of cars everywhere, including I-65 and 85, but nobody's bumping into one another. We have no reports of any accidents. So keep it here. If anything happens to slow you down, we'll let you know about it. Invisible Fence also installs doggy doors. They even have security doggy doors that only allow your pet through with the collar. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama will play a role in security efforts for Joe Biden's inauguration next week. 250 of the state's National Guard members will assist the more than 20,000 National Guard troops who will help protect Washington, D.C. from reported threats posed by extremists. The Secret Service is closing the National Mall for the inauguration, effectively shutting hundreds of thousands of people out of the event. Troy University campus police say a man was found dead on campus Friday morning. Authorities say he was a student at the university. They have not released the student's name or cause of death until the family is notified and an autopsy is done. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery in Montgomery at 2 o'clock. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another January chill is settling in for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Colder again. Another freeze. Overnight low temperature down to about 32. Tomorrow will be a very chilly day for January. High temperature only in the 40s, even with sunshine. So I've got us at 47 for a high tomorrow. Upper 20s on Saturday night. Only in the low 50s Sunday. Still storm-free and mostly sunny. Then a little bit warmer, at least moving in the right direction as we get into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, so can you help me with this, sir?
Yes, tell me.
What? Okay, so I want to get into the USA. What do I do?
Take this one. I'm going north.
North?
Yes, north.
Going north. Okay, I can do it. Let's go.
Now everybody has this notion. Come to the USA. Don't you worry about money. Education too. Just sneak across the border and they'll take care of you. Well, they're crossing from Tijuana and California's line and up in Vancouver. Nobody seems to mind. In containers from China, yeah, you can stow away. Way down in Guadalajara and from Pakistan, tell your friends you're leaving, then stuff them in your van. They're coming from Afghanistan through San Francisco Bay. Everybody is sneaking into the USA. Well, they're coming from the galleys down Arizona way.
By the way, that'll be one of the first things we will have a chance to react to, because Joe wants to grant mass amnesty to 11 million, 13 million, whatever the number is. You're going to see surges at the border. It's going to get overwhelmed. If that doesn't piss us off, I don't know what will. But it's coming, and it starts Wednesday. Here's Weezer.
It's Weezer. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Hey. How you doing?
Of my boyfriend Seth there.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hey, to be serious.
You look good.
Someone must have told Pelosi to put her damn gnarly, ugly hands down. Because for the last couple of days, she's had them hanging by her side like she was paralyzed. And I love it.
Isn't that sort of a natural resting position for somebody who's devolved from apes?
Uh-huh. I just want to know if you noticed it. Since it's the weekend now, I've given you something to do.
Honestly, I can't get past her puss. It's just that face of hers and all the silicone that's injected into it. Everything about her is artificial. You know, because anytime somebody kisses her on the facial cheek, they're kissing her ass because it's been lifted so many times. That's the skin that's up there now.
Weren't you the one that said if she has another facelift, she'll be wearing a beard?
I did, yes. Yeah, that was me.
Who was that?
Yeah, I said that.
I thought you did. Oh, yeah. Seth, you have the most beautiful laugh. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Best thing I've heard all day.
You two get a room.
Yeah. Hey. I get a kick out of it when you laugh. So, okay. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Day off Fox News.
You got that right.
Oh, yeah. You'll notice that I'm now offering Fox News at a lower volume.
Hey, man. Got to do something.
And this one we just played at 5 o'clock again. Like, where's the other half of the story? It's just so wrong. It's all so wrong. By the way, Rich texted me at the beginning of the show. He says, was your bike ride rough today with this front coming through?
A little bit breezy.
Well, at the time I rode, which was about from 110 to 130, it was the breeze was picking up, but the temperature wasn't too bad, and I didn't really have any trouble, you know, doing my interval training on the bicycle. But when we went out, I've only been outside once. You notice what I'm smoking?
Yeah.
This. I'm not smoking cigarettes.
Look at you, man.
I am getting ready to make the break, and I'm going to do it.
Good for you, Greg.
We got your back, brother.
But when we went outside at 4:30, that wind was about twice as blustery as
picking
it was
it
at 1 o'clock. Yeah. So it's going to be cold. And I bring this up, too, because if your heating system should fail you, it doesn't take long for your house's temperature to cool down.
No, it does not.
At moments like that, no matter what the time, no matter what the day, you got to have people you can reach out to who will send somebody immediately to help you with a heating, AC, or plumbing issue that arises. That's why we emphasize a relationship with Clark's. Clark's Club members, for $159, this is a real value. That's $75 for two tune-ups each. If you were to call up and order that kind of service a la carte, it would be more expensive.
A lot more.
They leave your system running efficiently. If they notice that or recommend a part replacement or repair, you get that at a discount on parts and labor. And then they come back, you know, like I expect to hear from them sometime around the first week of March. They'll come back and get the system ready because we'll start using our AC
again.
That's
right.
We may need it between now and then, but they'll come back and get it ready for the season. So they keep your energy costs down, and in that sense, assuming your system's in pretty good shape, you it pays for itself because you're not wasting money on energy inefficiently. For plumbing, they're the best. They are the best. In my wildest dreams, I can see Ed Sullivan saying,
"Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act.
The plumbers from Clark's." Because they're so good at what they do. So look, trust your family's comfort and protect it and your home's infrastructure with the best in the business. Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Found this, how this service developed. I wound up with their app on my phone called Newsbreak.
Yeah.
And it's mostly local or Alabama news.
Yep.
And I'm seeing these alarmist headlines. Alabama leaders watching for possible armed protests in Montgomery this weekend. Have you heard anything about that?
No.
What are they talking about? The mayor's got us covered.
Right.
I don't know what you're planning. I don't know who's planning it, but it ain't. If there was a conservative effort to protest or demonstrate here in town, I think I'd have heard about it.
I would think, because you are
media.
The media.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all saw that in action when we were protesting lockdowns.
Just
you know?
Media.
Oh. Media.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Media.
What was the date on
we
that?
We crossed the road without looking both ways.
Because we're media.
Yeah. I got a hat.
But I think it's all fear. And
yeah.
That's something I worry about this administration's going to do. It's keep everybody scared, keep everything at a minimum.
If you want to know what really happened on the 6th of January, read about the Reichstag movement in Germany, where they set something up to demonize people who were not on board with the Nazis. And in the same sense, they say, we're Nazis, but they're the ones that want to limit speech. They're the ones that want to teach your kids.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run your life from daybreak to when you go to bed. And now in New York, and I'm not making this up, this is not conspiracy theory, they have a bill, they haven't passed it, and God help them if they do, where the governor will have the power to determine who's sick and to place them in a facility of the state's operation until they're no longer a danger to society. So they're going to start with the virus.
Yep.
And then they're going to go to mental health. They're going to make conservatism or some form of it, or voting for Donald Trump, they're going to make that a mental health thing. And that will be enough to qualify you for your boxcar ride to Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Oh, yeah. We shove you in the corner, yeah.
Funded by the state.
I am not making this up. Nope. That bill, I could read it. It would take too long, but it's out there.
Should be underfunded by the state.
But what kills
me... downtown Montgomery streets closing for protest precautions. Who are they talking about? This is nothing but manufactured bullcrap.
Yep.
And I'm sure the local commissar is recording everything I say so they can haul me out. Will you be there for me when they take me away?
Dude, I'll be there in the front. I got you.
Because I am not kidding. That's how deep the threat is.
You want to come get us out?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
You need somebody with a credit card. I've learned this from experience.
Yeah, he's going to come get us. Because to get you, they got to get me. And I'm
look at all the
tiny.
And thank you again for helping me. Look at all the grief because I didn't have... Now, here in Alabama, if the police pull you over and they check your license, they'll know if you have insurance.
Yes.
Here in backwards Alabama, as they like to look at us, down their noses at us, we at least have that. In Florida, if they pull you over, they don't have that. They can run your license. They'll know if you have a warrant or it's been revoked. But it doesn't tell them that you are insured. So when I produced an expired card, the cop didn't say, well, this is expired. I could have pulled it up on my phone.
He was probably happy that you had something.
Uh-huh.
But he still gave me a ticket. And thankfully for that, not for something far more expensive. So he said, well, I'm sorry, but you'll still have to contact the Lake County. It was in the Orlando area. And I was moving with traffic. I'm not lying. I would tell you.
Well, I've been driving behind you. You do not drive very speedily.
And you drive. So
if you got pulled over, it had to be going...
This is Eddie Bader behind me on a Saturday morning. Move your ass!
It's old Leadfoot over here, man. No, I just, always on that phone.
I got somewhere to be.
Uh-huh. Sell a house. Don't kill me while we're getting there.
Speaking of that, what you got? What's...
Man, I've got some great listings. We got a new listing out of the water. It's a great condo out there. I want to talk some more about next week. But if you like maintenance-free living, the waters is for you. They've got every kind of amenity you want out there, from fishing lakes, pontoon boats that are on those fishing lakes, tennis court. There is a elementary school that you can take a golf cart to right there on the premises. They have a downtown. Everything you need is at the waters, and that's a great place. But I've also got a place we're going to put on the market, I think, this weekend in Wetumpka.
Oh.
And I thought about this for you, Greg.
We're got to take them to Millbrook.
What do you got?
It's a great look. It's located right behind Smoky, not the Smokehouse Barbecue, but it's a Smokin' S Barbecue. There's a little neighborhood right there.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful little one-street neighborhood. The mayor of Wetumpka lives on that street. It's a great street. Well, I've got a house that is ready to be flipped. Sitting on a double lot. All it needs is cosmetic work. That's all it needs. There's people living there now. It's a divorce sale, so take advantage of the divorce sale. But this place is so great. It sits on a double lot. Behind it is a creek. No one can ever build behind you because it's protected land behind you. In Wetumpka, right now in downtown Wetumpka, let's go 10 miles from the casino, you can't even find an empty lot, much less a place for sale. And this place we're going to put on the market at $150,000. After somebody does probably 20 or more thousand worth of rehab, that's going to be a $200,000 house all day long.
Mm.
On a double lot.
In a great spot. Yeah.
So if you guys need any help or want some advice on selling your house, or, we help first-time homebuyers all day long, and you're looking for a house, give me a call. My number is 322-0662. And I'm 24/7 guy, so feel free to holler at me.
By the way, as a piece of advice from another great sponsor, I talked to Morris Capuano this afternoon. And even though interest rates are incredibly low, they're starting to creep back up. And if you listen to Brand's been sounding the warning call on interest. There is an inflationary period coming. So delaying even a month or two when mortgage rates start to climb can cost you bucks per month that are significant. So the sooner you move on a mortgage or a home, the better off you're going to be. So there is some urgency in place for those who want to get the best deal, the lowest interest rates, and limit the monthly exposure. I just sounded a lot smarter than I really am.
You're pretty smart.
I've been watching the baseball all day. You know.
And you look good,
that's
man.
That's the thing I miss about the Joey, because Joey and I used to do all the sports analysis, you know, in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys kept the sports going. I mean, we knew what baseball scores were. We knew the emotions that were going on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, like, for example, the Dodgers and Corey Seager avoid arbitrate. That's great that they didn't have to go to the arbitrator to find out how much many millions of dollars he should make this year. Mm.
And if they needed to, they could have called Duncan Thomason.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure some of them ball players need to call Duncan Thomason on a regular basis.
Let me tell you something. If I owned a baseball team and I got a player, I'm going to arbitration because I think he's worth this, but he thinks he's worth that. And Jacqueline Tomlinson walks in,
right,
or Dana Delk.
Ooh.
I'm probably gonna maybe up my offer a little bit. When Jacqueline makes that face, I don't mean like she makes faces.
No,
when that lawyer persona
kicks in.
I mean, she's as beautiful and feminine as a woman can be, but certainly, when she's in that mode,
scary.
Snakes.
No, you just
don't mess with her.
Don't mess. Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. And then all kinds of words come out. Oof.
Now that I probably alienated her for the rest of my life. I'm just kidding. No, I'm serious. In fact, the guy that's probably going to get the biggest off-season deal is represented by a woman.
Is that right?
He's the first.
Smart man.
Red Sox just hired a female coach. Women are...
Dude.
And the Marlins.
There's something to that.
Team, they've got a female general manager. So, yeah.
Took it long enough.
In this day and time, Greg, let's say that, you know, you're representing a ball player. I can talk to you however I want. You are a guy, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Rosie is representing a player. Well, suddenly I've got to, like it or not, I have no choice. Professionalized, I have to change the way I would negotiate.
Yes.
110%.
So bring a woman in, because I'm telling you, that throws things off. And when you're in the middle of wanting to negotiate something, you really got to get the other side's attention. Let them see a woman is going to be your representative.
And you know what every guy has? A mother.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Mother.
A comment from somebody who was listening as I was talking about that Newsbreak article.
Yeah.
It seems as though they are urging and hoping for some sort of incident between now and ass.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they are. They're ginning this up. This is all bullcrap, folks. Because if there was a conservative effort to have a rally, an armed rally,
come on,
that's nuts. They, and once again, it's not us you got to worry about. It's Antifa, BLM. If they start infiltrating these things, they're going to blame us anyway. Because we voted for Trump.
That's right.
All righty. It is 5:58. Our final look at the roads.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It has been a very quiet afternoon out in traffic as far as accidents. However, we still have a whole lot of cars on the road. Friday night, I guess everybody's getting out. The boulevard's very congested all the way around the city. We've got congestion on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. The 31's headed into Prattville and Wetumpka. And I-65 and 85 doing a stellar business through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully, slow down. And if we have something that pops up you need to know about, we'll tell you about it right here. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything's worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.